This show is a production of LifeSpring Media and is brought to you in part by gifts from listeners like you. Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible, number 93. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be reading Deuteronomy chapters 2 and 3. Let's begin. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Then we turned and set out toward the desert land on the way to the Red Sea, just as the Lord told me to do, detouring around Mount Seir for a long time. At this point, the Lord said to me, "You have circled around this mountain long enough. Now turn north. Instruct these people as follows. You are about to cross the border of your relatives, the descendants of Esau, who inhabit Seir. They will be afraid of you, so watch yourselves carefully. Do not be hostile toward them, because I am not giving you any of their land, not even a footprint, for I have given Mount Seir as an inheritance for Esau. You may purchase food to eat and water to drink from them. All along the way, I, the Lord your God, have blessed your every effort. I have been attentive to your travels through this great wasteland. These 40 years I have been with you, you have lacked for nothing." So we turned away from our relatives, the descendants of Esau, the inhabitants of Seir, turning from the desert route, from Elot and the Ezion Geber, and traveling the way of the Moab wastelands. Then the Lord said to me, "Do not harass Moab and provoke them to war, for I will not give you any of their land as your territory. This is because I have given Ar to the descendants of Lot as their possession. The Emites used to live there, a people as powerful, numerous, and tall as the Anakites. These people, as well as the Anakites, are also considered Rephaites. The Moabites call them Emites. Previously, the Horites lived in Seir, but the descendants of Esau dispossessed and destroyed them and settled in their place, just as Israel did to the land it came to possess, the land the Lord gave them. Now get up and cross the Wadi Zered." So we did so. Now the length of time it took for us to go from Kadesh Barnea to the crossing of Wadi Zered was 38 years. Time for all the military men of that generation to die, just as the Lord had vowed to them. Indeed, it was the very hand of the Lord that eliminated them from within the camp until they were all gone. So it was that after all the military men had been eliminated from the community, the Lord said to me, "Today you're going to cross the border of Moab, that is, of Ar. But when you come close to the Ammonites, do not harass or provoke them, because I'm not giving you any of the Ammonites' land as your possession. I have already given it to Lot's descendants as their possession. That also is considered to be a land of the Rephaites. The Rephaites lived there originally. The Ammonites call them Zamzumites. They are a people as powerful, numerous, and as tall as the Anakites. But the Lord destroyed the Rephaites in advance of the Ammonites, so they dispossessed them and settled down in their place. This is exactly what he did for the descendants of Esau, who lived in Seir when he destroyed the Horites before them, so that they could dispossess them and settle in their area to this very day. As for the Avites, who lived in settlements as far west as Gaza, Kaphtorites, who came from Crete, destroyed them and settled down in their place. Go ahead, make your way across the Wadi Arnon. Look, I have already delivered over to you Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Go ahead, take it. Engage them in war. This very day I will begin to fill all the people of the earth with dread and to terrify them when they hear about you. They will shiver and shake in anticipation of your approach. Then I sent messengers from the Kedemoth Desert to King Sihon of Heshbon with an offer of peace. Let me pass through your land. I will keep strictly to the roadway. I will not turn aside to the right or to the left. Sell me food for cash so that I can eat, and sell me water to drink. Just allow me to go through on foot, just as the descendants of Esau who live at Seir and the Moabites who live in Ar did for me, until I crossed the Jordan to the land the Lord our God is giving us. But King Sihon of Heshbon was unwilling to allow us to pass near him, because the Lord our God had made him obstinate and stubborn so that he might deliver him over to you this very day. The Lord said to me, "Look, I have already begun to give over Sihon and his land to you. Start right now and take his land as your possession. When Sihon and all his troops emerged to encounter us in battle at Jahaz, the Lord our God delivered him over to us, and we struck him down, along with his sons and everyone else. At that time we seized all his cities and put every one of them under divine judgment, including even the women and children, so we left no survivors. We kept only the livestock and plunder from the cities for ourselves. from Aroer, which is at the edge of Wadi Arnon, it is the city in the Wadi, all the way to Gilead, there was not a town able to resist us. The Lord our God gave them all to us. However, you did not approach the land of the Ammonites, the Wadi Jabbok, the cities of the hill country, or any place else forbidden by the Lord our God. Deuteronomy chapter 3. Next we set out en route to Bashan, but King Og of Bashan and his whole army came out to meet us in battle at Edrei. The Lord, however, said to me, "Don't be afraid of him, because I have already given him, his whole army, and his land to you. You will do to him exactly what you did to King Sihon of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon. So the Lord our God did indeed give over to us King Og of Bashan and his whole army, and we struck them down until not a single survivor was left. We captured all his cities at that time. There was not a town we did not take from them. 60 cities, all the region of Argob, the dominion of Og in Bashan. All of these cities were fortified by high walls, gates, and locking bars. In addition, there were a great many open villages. We put all of these under divine judgment, just as we had done to King Sihon of Heshbon, every occupied city, including women and children. But all the livestock and plunder from the cities we kept for ourselves. So at that time we took the land of the two Amorite kings in the Transjordan, from Wadi Arnon to Mount Hermon. The Sidonians call Hermon Sirion, and the Amorites call it Senir. All the cities of the plateau, all of Gilead and Bashan as far as Salakah and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. Only King Og of Bashan was left of the remaining Rephaites. It is noteworthy that his sarcophagus was made of iron. Does it not indeed still remain in Rabbath of the Ammonites? It is 13.5 feet long and 6 feet wide according to standard measure. This is the land we brought under our control at that time. The territory extending from Aroer by the Wadi Arnon and half the Gilead hill country with its cities I gave to the Reubenites and Gadites. The rest of Gilead and all of Bashan, the kingdom of Og, I gave to half the tribe of Manasseh. All the region of Argob, that is, all Bashan, is called the land of Rephaim. Jair, son of Manasseh, took all the Argob region as far as the border with the Geshurites and Maacathites, namely Bashan, and called it by his name, Havoth Jair, which it retains to this very day. I gave Gilead to Machir. To the Reubenites and Gadites, I allocated the territory extending from Gilead as far as Wadi Arnon. The exact middle of the Wadi was a boundary, all the way to the Wadi Jabbok, the Ammonite border. The Arabah and the Jordan River were also a border from the Sea of the Chinnereth to the Sea of the Arabah, that is, the Salt Sea, beneath the watershed of Pisgah to the east. At that time I instructed you as follows. The Lord your God has given you this land for your possession. You warriors are to cross over before your fellow Israelites equipped for battle. But your wives, children, and livestock, of which I know you have many, may remain in the cities I have given you. You must fight until the Lord gives your countrymen victory, as he did you, and they take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving them on the other side of the Jordan River. Then each of you may return to his own territory that I have given you. I also commanded Joshua at the same time, "You have seen everything the Lord your God did to these two kings. He will do the same to all the kingdoms where you are going. Do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God will personally fight for you." Moreover, at that time I pleaded with the Lord, "O Lord God, you have begun to show me your greatness and strength. What God in heaven or earth can rival your works and mighty deeds? Let me please cross over to see the good land on the other side of the Jordan River, this good hill country and the Lebanon." But the Lord was angry at me because of you and would not listen to me. Instead, he said to me, "Enough of that. Do not speak to me any more about this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah and take a good look to the west, north, south, and east, for you will not be allowed to cross the Jordan. Commission Joshua and encourage and strengthen him, because he will lead these people over and will enable them to inherit the land you will see." So we settled down in the valley opposite Beth Peor. And so now we see God making good his promise to deliver this land to these people. It's taken 40 years because of the rebellion of the first generation, but now the second generation gets to see the promise fulfilled. And Moses asked once more if God would allow him to enter the promised land. But of course, God said, no, because of your rebellion against me, you may not enter. Prepare Joshua, and he will lead them in. Well, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We'll read another couple of chapters in the book of Deuteronomy. Until then, I'm Steve Webb. God bless you. If you enjoyed this program, will you consider helping to support LifeSpring Media? Details are at lifespringmedia.com. Thank you.